Holy shit balls. It's episode 3. Jesus, man. 2 weeks after episode 2, we're doing another episode? What's going on? Jesus, we might even be doing weekly podcasts soon. Huh? There you go. That's the dream, anyway. Anyway, I'm rambling. Yes, welcome to the Art of Talking Bollocks. And on this episode, I will be chatting to some lovely people. I'm joined, of course, by Michelle Mallon. And this week's episode has Bill Taylor, my fellow Sixth Sense brethren, the beautifully long-locked Michael Smith, and of course the bearded wonder that is the juggernaut, Rory Lindsay. And this week's episode, or this current episode, we'll be discussing a TV show that myself and Rory Lindsay came up with quite a few years ago, which we wrote and brought Bill Taylor in with us, and we decided to make a pilot, and we discuss that there. But of course, having these agents on, that doesn't exactly go that way all the time. We go off in little paths, but we always come back to the main story anyway. So sit back and enjoy episode 3, and here we go. Thanks very much. Hello and welcome to episode 3 of The Art of Talking Bollocks. Believe it or not, it's fucking 2 weeks since our last one, which is a record because I think it was a month between the other two. We have some really special guests with us tonight, or today, whatever fucking time it is, it doesn't matter because you're listening to whatever time you want. First of all, my fellow fucking Sixth Sense grumpy bastard, introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Bill Taylor, and I'm sitting in a rather comfortable chair.
Because his back's fucked.
His back really is fucked.
Really? Let's have a conversation.
No.
And there's Michelle Mallon, who's here all the time. Yeah. Not the Michelle Mallon that's in
Barry Girls. Girls. I watch every episode. It's brilliant.
So good.
The funny one.
You got that right. The fucking first one
that's
born before that.
The original.
So much original.
And the funny one.
The OG.
Well, there we are, folks. I mean, we're 2 minutes into the podcast already. Fucking anger coming out of fucking Mallon here. Next,
you
know, it's...
You used to be able to Google my name and nothing came up. Now you Google from, it and this bitch comes up.
Apart from those dodgy videos that you were in years ago. Like.
And the Star Trek uniform. So
people. Green.
Anyway, see you later.
Yeah. Thanks for the coffee. So, next, I'm going to introduce what I can only describe as
Jesus.
The Mick Hucknall of Banger.
You can't sing a note.
The hair like Soul Glow from Comedy America. Mister, and introduce yourself as...
I forgot my name.
Michael
Smith. It's a pleasure to be here.
And next,
no, it's not.
The most beautiful beard since I've seen Duck Dynasty. Here he is. The very talented, very funny, and sometimes angry like Bill. Introduce.
Rory Lindsay, and my chair is not comfortable. And that will be my spiel for the next hour. How fucking uncomfortable these chairs really are.
I mean, what were they designed for? Seriously?
Backspasms.
No, wood and round. And
they're for really big people.
Well, I mean...
Can't move.
Do you want to swap seats?
No.
No
just,
problem.
I
will.
It's okay.
Oh, no, that's the upright. It looks like some form of execution chair. Today, I will be mostly frying.
We're Smith away too. Oh, don't creep your own away. We know you were telling people you're walking away. Oh, he's got a big soft thing.
You've got a cushion.
We're getting Rory for obviously.
I know you're having trouble with your hemorrhoids, sir, Rory. Sorry.
Awful, by
sorry.
We are recording this.
Are we?
Have you seen them? Seriously?
I didn't see the red light.
I did.
Put on the red light.
It was like fucking Rudolph's nose. It was glowing.
It was like being in Belfast Zoo.
It's awful. Prolapse on me.
So anyway.
This is order. Be, order.
What fucking order? There's going to be no order.
Well done, Smith.
banging job. I look like a right twat. I can tell you, I'm a fucking comfortable twat.
You relax now. You're fine.
Yeah, I do. I fuck your chair. This is awesome. It's great.
You're not. No, I've sat in that chair.
Ladies and gentlemen, folks at home, you're probably wondering. Yes, we're all old fuckers because we're complaining about our backs being sore and fucking sitting in chairs.
But we're all under 50.
We are, and some of us are under 40. By the skin of my teeth, but I'm fucking under 40.
What's that? August? Good luck.
Some of us are under
35. Go fuck yourself.
Here, see when you hit that big 4-0 like the rest of us? Oh. Pendulum testicles. That's what happens.
I have those already, man. I've had those since 35.
We have it on video.
We absolutely do.
Tell me that's his testicle.
Where can people see this video?
We'll see
you want to tell the listeners the link for the video?
We will be uploading it to the Sixth Sense Comedy Instagram page.
It's just a series of outtakes. It takes about 15 minutes of Steve.
To see his balls?
Yeah.
Jesus. There you go. Here, well, kudos.
I had to.
15 minutes well spent.
I had to cover it up with a sock. It was a football sock.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't. It was a fucking shoe sock. Maybe tennis shoe.
It was a
kid's size 9 to 13. Fucking baby sock.
You're just sore because I mentioned the whole Star Trek thing. That's fucking fine. That's okay.
The elastic wasn't even tight. Anyway.
Nah.
Yeah. So some sort of fucking order would be good. I would have written notes, but kind of forgot to bring them. But anyway, don't need notes. It's how we all fucking. It's kind of a lot of us, the four of us. Michelle, don't want to leave you out, but in a way, you met us from the
way
you
met.
You met us all through this, but so we've kind of all met.
Everyone?
Well, I met Rory in a
mental hospital
in a psychiatric ward.
I'm not shocked.
We were staff.
True story.
Which says a lot about.
You looked after me well.
And then
who had the white coat
while working in said psychiatric hospital.
It was a fucking mental hospital. Just say what it is. These people are scamming the system. A lot of them. All right. You want to get your debt written off? Fucking just go to a mental hospital. You'll be fine.
So will this be in the final?
We're gonna sign up.
The final podcast.
Are these hidden issues?
Go on for the bang. It's going to a fucking bang. It's
you said there was only 5 people listening.
I was wondering.
And that's the fucking 5 people in this room.
I was wondering why there was a fucking string quartet started coming in to play fucking. What is that?
That's right.
Titanic? Oh, yes. It's
near my God to be.
So, anyway.
Children and women.
Well, that's a good start. So, yeah, that's where we are. I wrote a film called Hoplophobia, and that's how I met
fantastic,
Bill,
watch it folks, fantastic.
And
award
Michael. Bill was DOP, and Mr. Michael here, I got the strangle.
That's right, yes.
Which was great. And then through that...
Killer Gardener.
Well, that's it. Yeah,
Killer Gardener.
You know...
Kills everything but the weeds.
Yeah.
The garden is shit, like, but there's a lot of dead bodies there, so yeah.
They did have good weeds.
Very dark, very fucking, you know, just silly fucking thing, but it kind of, a lot of the actors we had in that we kind of used in Talent Agents, and the story of I suppose we'll start from myself and Rory, it sort of got together about, how many years ago, man?
Jesus. Were we talking maybe
2007?
First time we met was 2007.
The idea
of that was probably I think it was 2008 because we did that in that flat in Tully Court.
Yeah.
Where we started spitballing.
That idea came back then?
The characters came up then. Stevie, you came up with obviously Simon Hitt, and for some reason I was just sitting on my sofa and said Jarvis Pendleton. I have no idea where that fucking name came from, but I just thought. I like that.
And the original idea was we were going to, I think it was ourselves, Chris Heath was with us, and we were actually thinking of doing like two businessmen, doing a documentary following these two businessmen about. And then we sort of left it, we went and did a show, and Jarvis kind of became on stage. We did Jarvis on stage.
On stage or unstable?
Unstable and on stage. And then Rory and I sort of went. We sort of ended that comedy group thing and went and did our, me and you sort of sat together and went, fuck it, let's write this, let's sit down, and we decided that we were going to be talent agents and
banged it out well, man. It was good crack, absolutely. It was But see, being part of that there, I mean, I don't have a creative bone in my body. I really don't. But see, when it came to something like that, see, sitting down and actually writing about something that you're passionate about. And I mean, I was lucky I got through my GCSEs, but being able to sit down though and do that there was brilliant. Yeah. Just firing about idea after idea, and then obviously then done Hoplophobia, got to meet Bill, which was fantastic as well, and then Bill brought his creativity into it, and man, fucking look what we.
And that's kind of what it was. It was you and I had written a couple of episodes, and then because we knew Bill, we sort of did the Bill. Would you like to come along? You can't see you, Bill.
Oh, you're sorry, I'm doing hand signals.
And then sort of brought you in.
Sounded pretty fucking interesting to me.
And then we sort of all joined together, the three of us, and sort of turned it into. He's really
don't cool. Really know what's
don't
what
get
seven,
too much away. Like, yeah.
But no, no, the three of us sort of came together, and then
pretty spot on.
Essentially, we just went through everything again and came up with more episodes and filled out the other episodes and tried to have like an overarching story for everything, so that what happens in one episode then can resonate in other episodes.
You have a follow-on.
Bring a bit more. I suppose my remit was to give a bit more emotion and character into what was already there. So like I wouldn't say I was doing much.
No, but I think the thing to have with that was, I think, having other personalities involved in the writing process of it.
Yeah.
Because it really, really did. I mean, you can have a fantastic idea, but you need to bounce it off somebody else. And whenever you bounce it off somebody else, and as long as they find it funny, then you know you're on a winner. Yeah. And then, you know, having everybody else involved in that, used to, especially Stevie and Bill, like, just to bang that out and go, here, I know how we can follow on from that.
Yeah.
And then it was like the cut. It's a cliche, isn't it? But you know, talking about the cogs getting together and moving, it was great. I loved it, and I miss it terribly. I really do. Because it was so fucking long ago when you think about it.
It was.
You know what I mean?
We ended up doing, how many episodes was it? Six?
Six.
With enough threads. There was enough threads to go into a second season.
Oh, 100%.
And once we
finished writing
the first season, it was like, right, we've got these threads, let's see what do we think's going to happen in season two, and we kind of developed a wee bit of that as well, and it's lovely.
The reason I'm bringing this in today and getting these guys together, it's not just to sit and, yes, it is a bit to reminisce, but it's kind of showing there's a story behind this, the hard work goes behind things, that how it can be sold a story and that no one picks it up, but this wee thing that you and I came up with does have a lovely wee story behind it, and some fucking weird people, some funny fucking stories. I mean, and there was lots of experiences in it that we had, you know, from auditioning and things like that.
But it's bound to kill yous when you see the cag that's on our local TV channel.
It's not even. I don't even think it's the case.
Some of the stuff that gets commissioned,
you know yourself, you watch it. Yeah, and it does. It kicks you in the balls a bit. But
I don't. It probably worked. It probably did get me down at the time. That sort of shit, it doesn't really worry me now, because I've sort of come to realise that you're just wasting your own energy by getting angry at something else has done. So why
not
put
that
energy into
something
you've done?
You don't begrudge anybody else getting successful, absolutely not. But you just want, why can't it be mine?
I mean, if those people are willing to do those acts and depravities just to get their names on TV, fair play to them.
Yeah.
I mean, I've always said talent will out, and if that's the talent that they've got of sucking cock, corporate cock, then fair play.
As I said,
people find
it's not angry.
So, I don't know who they are, but people are finding it funny.
My biggest bugbear with it, and it is a very hard pill to swallow, is the fact that in that type of business, it's not what you know, it's who.
But here's the, here's
and it does sting a bit, you know.
But here's the thing. I mean, there is a lovely wee story about this fucking show that we wanted to get going. You know, Rory, you worked on the set of Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
And you brought the script to Chris Newman.
Yeah, one of the producers.
And if you don't, Chris Newman, you will see it. If you watch Game of Thrones, you see his name come up. Rory gave talent agents to Chris Newman.
Game of Thrones? What's that?
Oh, fuck, I never heard you talk about that. But anyway,
sword polisher.
Aye, yes, that folks. Wasn't metal.
I'm polishing my sword in Game of Thrones. Quite literally.
I've lost my train of thought. Fuck me!
Chris Newman
was given the script. And I still have the fucking email, by the way. Just the show that you sent.
Framed above his bed.
He liked it. He knew back as he liked it. And he put it forward to the BBC first. But that is where the trail ended. But for the fact of a producer from Game of Thrones read our script and went, I really enjoyed this. And passed it on.
And passed it on the BBC. And BBC,
and BBC probably went all out.
Well, that's where your problem started.
Yeah.
And you pass it to the BBC.
But we thought, fuck, I mean, me and him did kind of go, holy fuck, if we're getting a producer from Game of Thrones sending a script to the BBC for us.
Yeah. You know, it's where,
because
as
you
say,
it's who you know.
Yeah, it's
and we were going, well, fuck, this is a guy that's got, you know, and it was actually, it was Lisa McIntacky or something, like, and she does.
She's Game of Thrones.
She's Game of Thrones. She, it was, he passed it on to her and she passed it on to the BBC, and they both enjoyed it. So it was two producers from Game of Thrones like this script.
Because so, just before it was sent over, I was standing in the pissing rain because I was doing security for that load of shite where Princess Leia here, Michael Smith, was like, right? Well, your fucking curly headed sideshow Bob freak thing was going on, right? But
still is.
But
you had to spit in my sword before I polished it, didn't you?
Well, I mean, if you want it to shine, what are you gonna do? So
you spat my fucking coffee as you said that.
We were at Shane's castle, right? And like I say, it was pissing down and it was the most miserable day ever. I'm standing there looking like a drowned rat. And he, Chris Newman, was walking behind me and tapped me on the shoulder. And he says, look, I just want to let you know, don't worry, I haven't forgotten about you. I'm going to be sending this forward. And see, with that though, and you know, you always hold on to that glimmer of hope. Because you have to at the end of the day. If you don't hold on to it, like, what the fuck else have you got? But he tapped me on the shoulder, walked off, and to me, it wasn't raining anymore.
Yeah.
And it does, it sound, that sounds really fucking bent.
Oh, well, that's
but
cool,
it's
man.
True, that's you know cool. what I mean? And I thought, I don't care anymore. And I'm standing there on a, as a 12-hour shift, looking after the likes of, what's that wee bellend called? Snow? Kit Harington, right?
Yeah, yeah. And then, he slaughtered at Belfast, fuck him.
Yeah, he can smoke my roid. But... But out of them all, out of them all, right?
Yes.
And I only got to meet her once. Was your woman Gwendolyn thingamabob? The tall, short haired lady.
Yeah.
The nicest human being you'll ever meet. Absolutely lovely. Truly was. And that was, I was a different one near up in Larne when she was, I think. Now, I haven't watched Game of Thrones, I've only seen the first episode. But apparently she was having
she's
a fight with some dude called the Hound or something like that. And then
sort
fucked him off a cliff.
Yeah.
So if I've ruined it for anybody, I don't give a fuck.
It's over. It's over.
You ruined it for me.
I've not seen any of it. I got fucked off because why kill Sean Bean? I'm sorry. Go fuck yourselves. Seagan's sharp. You don't kill Sharp! You don't do it. So you can stick
dies.
It up your hole.
He fucking dies in the ring now.
Fucking ridiculous.
He can't fucking stand.
I know, well, that's easy.
I don't think he's quite big.
I went to the original script reading.
Yeah.
HBO had a script reading in Ten Square. And all the main cast were there. And I was asked to go along and fill in for, what's his name? Marco Mann.
Jason Momoa.
Well, fucking hell, you can barely speak English. What were you like speaking teriyaki language or whatever the fuck it is?
He had no English. In the show. he says no 5 times. That's all he says.
Do you even go?
So I had to sit. But obviously we were reading the script and everybody was
you
there.
You didn't fuck it up, did
and
you?
I,
Michael?
No, I didn't. But
shit!
The last one he said yes. He says, no, start again.
But talking about cacking yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah,
the wee bit that I had was like 3/4 of the way through. And we were all, the whole cast was sitting around, and HBO executives are all sitting around outside of that. And we're sitting around, and my hands are going, I'm waiting for these no's to come up. But because we're reading the script as you're going through, obviously, it then dawned on me when we got to where Sean Bean was killed.
Uh-huh.
And you're like, whoa, I thought he was the main character in the whole fucking thing.
Man, region.
And halfway through, Bang, he's dead, gets a head chopped.
That's, I mean, it's going to sound like a man crush.
This is never going anywhere. This is going to be shit.
Yeah. I don't know. Sean Bean to me is just, even I haven't seen this Frankenstein Chronicles or whatever the fuck it is, but
yeah.
I'm gonna have to start watching it because I need my bean fixed.
Excuse my pun.
What?
Bean fixed.
What do you do in the privacy?
I'll wait till I get home. And see if she's up for it.
He didn't die in Pixels, was he? No, that's right, he was in Pixels, wasn't he?
Not that we saw.
Has nobody ever thought of that, though? You don't want to kick Peter Dinklage in the fucking head.
I like Peter Dinklage.
Because he's knee high, why not?
He's the best thing in the whole fucking show.
Jesus.
The best thing in the whole show. He has all the best lines.
FYI.
You touched by a little person there.
I think he might have been.
But I'll tell you one thing, won't it?
Stephen was trying to treat that way.
I worked with a guy, and his missus worked on Game of Thrones from season 1 to season 7, right? She was in one of the B offices, which pretty much takes care of the major actors flying to and from to make sure everybody gets to places, right?
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to throw something out there, and I want see what other people think about this. Now, he got on the phone, Peter Dinklage, right? You know, all 4'2" of him, right? He got on a fucking plane.
Right.
Hear me out, right? He gets on a plane.
Bracing.
He fucking phones the office in Belfast and asks why he hasn't got a seat that reclines back that he can keep his feet up on. A normal seat isn't going to have his fucking feet on the ground anyway. He'd need a fucking step. So why the fuck is he kicking off about a seat going, oh, I need to lie back and relax on my flight to Belfast? Get a grip, you fucking midget.
Do you know what's going through my head? It's like, before this, I put the
warning out. Honestly.
I put the warning out. People
how ignorant is that? Away. To gob off and she goes, well, look, these were booked for you, and obviously, apologies on that. I mean, one, there's nothing wrong with small people, right? I want that put out there,
yeah,
by the way.
Can we clear that? Yeah.
Yeah, let's clear that. Let's make that clear for
I don't have a prejudice. I have no prejudices against small people. I do, however, have a prejudice against small people with attitudes, all right? They call him S.A.M., Small Angry Man, which he was, right? So
fucking Sam.
Yeah, Sam. Sam.
Sam's your man.
Jesus.
Sam Dinklage. Pretty much, right?
Can I ask, how the fuck did we get here?
I just gonna say, yeah, if you just joined us, listeners, you're trying everything.
Do you know what, though? It's called the art of talking bollocks. And, well, do you know what?
And he's a little bollocks,
and he's a little bollocks.
And Rory's so talking a whole lot of it.
The story went from getting that. So, yeah.
I went off on a tangent.
That's good.
Therapy's
no, dude, this is what this what's all about. It's not, we don't give a fuck, really.
Oh, what are we cunt?
It was a cunt move.
I mean, you don't ring up. I mean, it's not as if he had to fucking pay for it himself.
It's not like he needs to stretch out either.
Exactly.
If he stretched out,
he wouldn't even reach a matchbox, would he? Like, I mean, when you put him on that.
They had to give him extra leg room. Here.
Give this wee lad here a fucking. Give him the exit seat. Exactly.
Sorted.
You imagine that? Here, mate, you're going to be in charge of the fucking the emergency exit.
I'm just sitting here, I just fucking.
Yeah, man, what fucking form class are you in? You should be that
bad guy. That's his first class.
It's true, like,
actual leg room.
You know what I mean? He's going to be in charge of opening that door.
He'd need a hard
up to grab the handle.
We'll be right back, folk, after this short break.
After this short break.
Can you tag that guy in it?
So, the script was given to the BBC.
And we're back.
and they said no.
They didn't reply. But that's okay.
You
it's
know,
fine.
Right.
So the next thing that was before we kind of brought Bill on board. So we kind of went backwards. We brought Bill on board, and we decided to do. We wanted to make it. make it, fuck it, make a first episode, fuck it, let's do it. Let's just make it. It's been sitting there for ages, we may as well make it. We got help from a guy from Queens who's director, one of the directors, he was happy to do it. Happy days. And to be fair, now, do you know what? As much as, to be fair, Rory, relax.
He's gonna go off.
Relax.
Woo!
To be fair, he did a lot of good groundwork for us. He set up the auditions for us, and I think that's something to do. You want to talk? Because I found the auditions really difficult.
Was that your first time?
It was my first time being the person behind the fucking table, and people auditioning in front of me. And
it is an odd concept, though, having people do things for you. To be fair, I find that very, very strange. But people
did you not find it really difficult?
Having been in that position myself.
Yeah, but it was really difficult.
On the other side.
Yeah,
table,
and I don't like critiquing people.
The hardest thing was...
At all. I'm not a big fan of that. I know I've said, I've said that about it, kicking off about it, isn't it? But at the same time, I mean, you don't want to say, oh, right, your strength is, your weaknesses is...
No, I get what you mean.
Especially for somebody, don't get me wrong, I'm not a talented human being at all. I'm flawed in more ways than enough. I would make a psychiatrist freak out. Like, so I can understand...
At the end here?
You know, it is, it's an odd position to be in. And not only that, to be sort of like judge, jury and executioner of who's going to be on the show and who's not. It's not a nice thing to be. I don't like being in that position.
They're
going,
casting directors
have
to do that every day.
It's horrible.
That's why we love casting directors. But they're all fantastic.
Michael Smith here. Open for any jobs.
Yeah. He can play anything from 55 to 35. 40. 45.
55 plus.
Say 50 to 55.
I'm available.
Do you need to drop your advertising thing for Gillian Reynolds now? Is that what it is? You never stop sharing that shit, do you?
I was going to give you an opportunity to end anyway.
I need somebody to jump around between things.
Gillian.
What headshots are you using? Are you still using your ones from your 30s?
Yes. Oh, they're black and white. The ones you got. No, I am not. How dare you?
But here, you talking about that? That was one of the most difficult things I found. Was people walking in the room, and before they'd even got the fucking spot, you went, nope.
And you just wanted to shout out. Nope.
It was like,
nope.
And that makes you think for yourself if you're going for an audition. You're pretty much picked, by the time you come through that door, they'll go, yeah, no.
Well, of course, because you're bound to have an idea of who you want.
Yeah.
Of course you do.
Yeah.
No, they might be able to act like shit, and then you'll be going, well, you look the part, but no, we don't want you. But as soon as somebody walks in the door, you're like, she could do that.
God bless her, Sid Ralph. Sid Ralph didn't come to the audition. She couldn't get there that day.
OBE, MBE.
Yep. And Sid, it was like, Rebecca, and I can't remember Rebecca's surname, I'm really sorry.
Davis.
Kelly.
Oh,
Kelly, you don't know.
Oh, yeah. Rebecca, she was phenomenal.
My God.
Brilliant.
Rebecca was amazing.
That's why she's doing well,
obviously.
You could tell.
Really, really.
She literally said, open the door, and with her glasses was trying to see her phone. And I went, she's got it.
Yeah.
I went, guys, this is the she was exact
fantastic
character. And that's the thing, there was not many that came in that made you go, oh, hang on, it's made me change my mind about a few things, you know.
There was that girl now, before the girl Jennifer came in, right, who auditioned for Lucy.
Yeah.
Right, there was a girl that came in before her, and I saw her walk in, and I thought, nice. Yeah. And I don't mean it in a pervy way, I just thought, the walk, she was elegant. She was a beautiful looking girl. She walked in and she read. And that's where she went wrong.
Yeah.
Right? But I thought, even with it, it was something that could work on. I thought, yeah, that's fantastic. And Jennifer came in straight after.
Yeah.
She was completely off book. She was the only person that was off book. Right? And she picked up her phone. And at one point I thought, oh, she's reading off her phone. She wasn't. She was improvising off that.
Yeah.
Getting on her phone whenever she does that certain thing within
but
she was phenomenal.
She understood the character. She understood the character had vulnerabilities. And
her emotional connection with that character was phenomenal. That's what I'm saying. The girl before, I thought, cracking looking girl, brilliant. And then Jennifer walked in, still a good looking girl, walked in, but what she did was phenomenal, because we, three of us, all looked at each other and went, yes.
Yeah.
And that was it. Straight away I knew that was her, and she was phenomenal. And she'd done some flipping things down south already. She's getting herself advertising jobs and stuff. She's done really well.
That was the thing I was going to say, though, was actually the audition. And we were talking about this the other day, funny enough. Bill, I'm talking to Bill, by the way. I obviously pointed to Bill there, sorry. Yep. but, like, the auditions, there were people from all over Ireland came.
Yeah, well, that's it. They came from down south. Yeah, exactly.
You know,
yeah.
I think we gave, did we, I think we might have given some money for travel, or I can't remember, for auditions.
We were originally going to do that, but we weren't.
But we gave it for people during it, who were in the show.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah.
For people, it shows you how, you know, that fucking hell.
Desperate people were.
Well, I don't know. I just couldn't believe. I was kind of.
Well, it's because they've got the same money. As everybody else, this could be something, because it wasn't put in a way whenever it was advertised of you're guaranteed to be on TV.
Yeah.
This was a thing that was put out there that it was, this is proposed for television, we're going to try and make it. If it doesn't, it doesn't, but it has the potential for it.
Yeah.
These people came along, and hats off.
I wanted to give it a shot.
And there was other people, though, that tipped up, found out who was doing it, and fucked off. Because they were too big for their own fucking boots.
No. There's a whole story there, Taylor.
I shall now pass over.
He knows that story.
I'm not going to admit.
No, don't.
Thank you. That's what he said.
But it was a long, long day from early in the morning.
Yes.
It was early in the morning till late at night, and we got...
I met him in the corridor. I'm pretty sure I met him in the corridor.
Did you have to go sideways though? Pass
his head and eagle.
Two? No, you're thinking of two. See, you're thinking of someone else.
It was two. Yeah.
But anyway,
me and Bill are on.
Oh, I know.
But I don't know who. No, you
I'll tell you later. But yeah. There's a lot of about here. It's like I woman back in fucking Les Dawson sketches.
Oh, you know, what do you hear? Pull up your chair.
But anyway, enough of that. Fuck them. But yeah, it was hard. We had a guy who was directing that. I'm not mentioning. No, Joe. Nah, it doesn't matter. And
there's no the animosity now.
It worked out better because Taylor came in and became the director. But
is that why we're not on TV?
That's what it was. The guy that was doing it, Phil was spot on guy, to be fair. Yeah. We just had a bit of a disagreement on the cast, and I can be a bit of a stubborn cunt, and I wasn't backing
down. But that's the thing, though, you can't back down. If you feel passionately about something, should you be making compromise or something else? No, I don't think so.
I'm biased, but to be fair, the guy that I wanted to play Bucko is Cax, it's in the Sixth Sense of Us, and I went, this guy's fucking, this is it. It was between him and Jones, and their brothers.
Yeah.
And both in our group. But we weren't in a group. I didn't know Jones. I knew Cax from doing Hoplophobia. I'd never really met Jones before. And the two of them, Jones came in, and Jones impressed me, because Jones came in, I think he came to do the director's part, if I remember. And Jones had this thing where he pretended he had the camera crew behind and he was fucking improv and all. Mm. You know, Jones does average things.
I know.
But he was really good, and I rang him and I went, dude, it's fucking, I got 2 years for Bucko because you just couldn't stay the whole day. And I thought, there's two.
Well, actually, had three.
Well, you were going to be originally, and then
because originally I was coming to read for Bucko.
Yeah.
And but I know what you mean, because when I see Cags doing Bucko.
Yeah.
You can't see anybody else.
The first time you see him, with those first couple of lines that I can't remember what they were, but I remember learning at the time, but it was like, oh, fuck.
Is his facial expressions?
That's why.
Yes. His facial expressions are just phenomenal.
I think it's really the scene where you're giving off to him about something. Well, not obviously, you're giving off to him all the time.
He's got first time we see him.
It's the envelope.
It's the package, the envelope, yes. And his reactions to it, it's just fucking amazing.
So I'm arguing with the guy about this, going, no, it has to be him. And he said, he was like, no, I want, he, some, I don't want him to, but basically, Bill became director. So,
and who did he want?
This other guy, there was a guy.
I know exactly who it was.
No, you don't need to say.
Yeah.
Who basically, I don't know the guy, but the guy was basically, to me, it was like a Father Dougal impression. Mm. And I was like, no, that's a Father Dougal impression. And he was like, oh no, but he's really good and he's an actor. And I went, yeah, but so are these guys. They can act, you know, so, and they're funnier. I says, they've got comic timing. And I says, you can't teach that. So we thought about that. The other thing we thought of was you, because they wanted someone else to play. Wanted someone else to play Troy Shapiro. And
yes.
So I had to fight over that there, and I was going, no, you don't understand. I want Troy Shapiro to be this, you know, guy. And he was thinking of a different thing. So that went on all day, didn't it? Because we kept trying to meet up, and it went on all day. And then it just got to the point, and I did accuse him of throwing his toys out of the pram when he just, why not going to do it? And that was me pissed off. And then I just went, well, do you know what, man's fine. I'm not making this if, you know, I'm not going to enjoy it. You know, so he went. And then I felt like, I remember ringing Rebecca, Kelly, and going, guys, we still want you. You know, we want you guys to, and they were like, no, they thought we were going to sack them too. And we were like, no, we're not sacking anybody. We're happy to have
you. You'll find a quarter for somebody.
And those guys, you know, were brilliant. You know, David Faulkner, Rebecca Davis, Rebecca Kelly, and Nina from Bangor. There were two Ninas, didn't we? You know,
that's right. Nina Valley.
And then Nina Valley, who played the...
She was great.
The, what do you call it?
The maid.
The maid who molested me. So, it was fantastic.
Healthy.
And that, so...
And he wrote that for himself.
I was going to say, he probably wrote it.
Yeah, he did write that for himself.
I did read that part, actually. But
do you know what? No, never mind.
Such a record.
And you had to kiss Sid.
Sid, she came... She said, God bless her, she went for it. She went for it.
You can't see his face right now, but
Rory's
having a heart attack.
Rory's laughing, but he wasn't
what happened?
There.
I'm fucking jealous. No, I'll tell you what. See Sid, and obviously I didn't get to see her whenever you saw her come into the coffee shop.
Yeah.
Whenever it was you and Rebecca there.
Yeah.
But see, whenever I saw the finished product of her walking down those stairs... One, I got a semi, right? And two, I just thought, she knows how to move. Well, I mean, the woman's been in the business a long time, right? But she is phenomenal. She didn't even have to say anything. See the way she came down those stairs?
Yeah.
She glided down.
Presence.
It was just...
She had a presence.
Presence.
Yeah.
She was...
Yeah.
It was... It's going to sound such a cliche. Poetic. It was. It was beautiful, right? And then, she tongued the life out of you.
Six or seven takes.
And I was like... She knows.
67 takes?
Six or seven takes.
That girl knows how to party. I thought, yes.
She's a fantastic, lovely person.
But that's the thing.
She is, though, as well, on screen and off screen.
I've met her on other
beautiful
things, and
sure,
she's just a fantastic, a fantastic person.
But we had the... That's the thing, then. We had a lovely table read, I think, a week before, and then we did the week of filming. So, which is not many people do that, if you've not got money.
Yeah.
But we did do that. We filmed for a week, a full week of filming, which was fucking amazing.
Fucking hard work, man.
But it was amazing. I mean,
it
you were like,
but
you were getting up in the morning,
hard
you
work
were knackered.
Yeah.
Aye,
but you were like,
we're
let's go. Fucking.
I'd be honest, I've worked in a lot of different jobs, right? And obviously, this is something I would love to be a full time thing for me.
Yeah.
But it was the one and only time that I ever got up and I was happy to get up and go. Because one, I was working with my pals, and I was doing something I loved.
Yeah.
I loved that more than anything, and I missed that something.
Oh,
really, because it was fantastic.
Aww.
See, getting there, the atmosphere, there was nobody getting on like a fucking dick,
no,
right? Well, there was one. But, and he wasn't even doing fucking anything, right? But, his breath stank of shit. But,
no.
But, see, going there and doing that, it was just phenomenal.
Yeah.
And I do. And I said to you actually before we started this, see the next episode, if you want to do one, and it could be either 2 to 6, I am more than willing. It's been recorded anyway, so it's on record.
This is contract,
yes. I will fund whatever next episode we do.
See? That's life. That's life.
So,
that's
I mean,
I'll take that back.
I won't take that back.
I said it before, I'll say it again.
Because
I'm a man of my word.
What episode have we done?
I'm a man of my word.
Tainted Love?
Tainted
Love?
We have an issue with Troy Shapiro. He's sort of supposed to be like 45.
Oh! Oh,
so
oh
I was like, thinking
you know. And apparently they don't have Just for Men with Ginger Beards, so you're fucked, son.
Yeah, you're thinking
away you go.
It's about 5 years later, I think.
Yeah, there is that dream.
I could make a Troy Shapiro now with you, younger
son. Oh, fuck you. Let's do Tainted Love.
It just looks the same.
Well, they're taking the piss.
I know.
Yeah, I know
they're
winning.
They're not, they're being serious.
Oh, are they? Are they being serious?
Oh, well,
to be fair, yeah. Michael here. Michael,
see, I can't see all of you because we're all in different booths, so it's hard to tell.
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
Aye, we're gonna. Okay.
Well, like that band that don't record together
anymore. I was just thinking,
we're all gonna run individual booths.
You said
booth.
Different booths, and all I could think of for some reason is Take That, singing that star thick song that they come up with.
We can rule the world.
That's the
oh
one.
My
yeah.
God.
You say booth, I hear glory.
That can happen.
Well, there's a fucking shock.
Have you ever I'll bring a 6 mil
like
drill bit for you?
Have you never wanted to do that though for a laugh? I've always wanted to do it.
You told a story last
stick
night.
Stick a cock stick through a hole like that.
Put a dick in it.
Yay!
Yay!
He gets a t-shirt.
There's publicity for you.
We can do with it.
I think it's right.
Oh dear. I don't know if those people realised we were there last night.
Have they woken up yet?
Yeah, well, that was our comedy show last night.
Yeah, it was fun. It was fucking brilliant.
Where were you?
Whatever it was.
Where were you?
In
Lurgan.
Middle of the country.
Don't want to talk about it.
Don't want to talk about it.
I've heard of it. Never been.
It's.
You didn't. You don't.
That's what they say too.
Do their own champagne.
Oh, that was it.
They do. They do their own
that
champagne.
That got a cheer.
Yeah. That got a cheer. Bucky.
Is that right?
Oh,
Lurgan champagne.
The Lurgan champagne.
Of course. The Lurgan champagne, indeed. But yeah, so we're.
But you were on set every day, so I was only on set one
yeah,
day.
Yeah, well, I was definitely on set.
I was
on
set every day.
I missed an hour, I think, because of I had to do something for work and had to come back, but.
You just turned up and fucked
the
up.
The wonderful
scenes.
Thing is, I think there's a lot of people
that
for that week. I mean, yes.
He does fair share of punishments. Like, he did get his receipts.
Oh, fucking big time. It's when I got kneed in the bollocks. That was
oh, yes!
And he kept rolling, and he actually see, and
do
the video right looked the bill and go.
He looks.
Are we going to cut
like,
this? And then you see him go,
do that again!
Not. You're going to keep acting, you can't. And I'm like, my balls were in my. I couldn't
I
sit down.
That
he
funny.
Caught me.
That was
right
a really good
nuts.
Take.
Oh, it was
say.
A real good take.
Felicity hated doing that, she told me.
She was really
I'm good. Sure she didn't. Oh my god, that was sore. But, you know, there's people like. I'm trying to think of people. Jean-Claude Van Damme, I was about to say.
I just want to say fuck.
Jean-Paul. Well, hey, yeah. Fuck is good. Jean-Paul used to play for Ajax, man.
Yeah. That's right.
What?
But he got a
fucking
yeah.
Jean-Claude.
It's not even that funny.
He used to play for the football team.
He used to play
for
Ajax. He played for Chelsea as well, like back in the day.
Yeah.
What,
yeah.
Like the ones that never made it?
No, he
no,
fucking
he
made
did,
it.
Yeah,
like,
he played. No.
Yeah,
but he let us use the house, no.
He's
oh,
right.
Yeah,
yeah,
one
yeah.
Of the, and that's the thing Sid did as well. We used Sid. We didn't spend anything
on locations.
On locations, and we had the Mac.
We
had
the
Culturland.
Culturland.
Yeah.
Hospital.
Hospital. The Quaker
Sid's
B&B. Student hospital.
Yeah.
Sid's B&B.
Yeah.
Didn't you? Street.
Yeah.
So there was the only thing we did was we made sandwiches and stuff and our own food and we did everything. So.
Yeah.
And of course, Kathy Brennan Bradley was your assistant director. And Kathy, to have Kathy on was great, just to have that wee bit of calmness. She was fantastic. So, no, it was one of the fucking really good weeks, man. as I say, look, my kids were in it, which was class. Rory beat the fuck out of them. It was all of my favourite dodgeball.
I remember I squirted a kid in the face. I think it was Rory that I squirted in the face.
He did seem to enjoy
it. But there was genuine fear in the children's face. It was fantastic, yeah.
This man run off you with a big fucking ball.
Come here, you wee fucker.
There was a lot of holding back because there was a lot of holding back. You do want to though, don't you? You can't help. I mean, I go back to Peter Dinklage. I'd love to fucking win something.
Wouldn't you though?
Yeah.
How far do you think you could throw?
Oh, mate, I could get him really far.
Like, I mean, you're only allowed to spin twice.
Shot put.
How far do you think?
I could get him. I'd at least.
Not that I'm sort of endorsing Mitchell.
I would say between.
You get him across the room, anyway.
10 to possibly 15, 20 metres I could get him, I think.
Get him out the window.
I could swing him.
I think so. I'm a big guy.
And I'm very good now at judging distances because of the job that I do, so I don't know.
But he's tiny, but he's quite stocky.
Yes, but you need that little bit of weight, though, to
swing around.
Build up the momentum. Yeah, exactly, get the momentum going.
I'm totally picturing
this. You're getting it. Did you see that? I was watching it. And Aidan put a video up of him, was it his film of Kraken? Where he's swinging the child around by the arms.
Oh, yeah.
And then.
Threw over the garden. That's so.
I fucking did he died, really. I gotta show you this. It's
I need to see that.
He's just like a kid and it shows up going on. The kid goes, wee! And then he just.
Let's go.
Let's go. Yeah. He's frozen.
Picture the scene if you've ever seen Matilda and she gets the kid by the hair. That's exactly what it is.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, dude. I think we should call this episode Tossing Peter Dinklage.
Excuse me? Excuse me?
I'm not touching his dick.
Well, you're the one that says,
I didn't toss him and
I looked at you.
Where are we going here? Anything?
Jesus. Why are you thinking masturbation whenever I say tossing?
Because you. Because of you.
Yeah. It's more about you.
So it is, but anyway, yes.
That reminds me something I need to do later.
So that's the highs, Stephen.
What were the lows? The lows?
A bit of me time.
Yeah.
Nobody was interested.
That's the lows. They were the highs. The lows, I suppose. Let's be fucking.
Shooting the scene perfectly and then somebody fucking it up.
The filming was great.
Your face was superb.
But the problem was after that, you have a product,
Stephen,
that basically we tried to get loads and just all sorts of agencies and everybody to fucking, I don't know, take this on or do something with it, and nothing happened. And then, you know, we had our wee screening in the cinema and stuff, and
Belfast Film Festival.
And then that actually went against us at the Belfast Film Festival because they weren't going to put it on because...
It was too long, wasn't it?
Well, no, they weren't going to put it on because we'd already had a fucking screening. And it's our public screening. And it's like, hold on a fucking minute. I mean, we tore the shit out of them. Like,
two of us emailed and I basically
literally tore the shit out of them.
And I actually think they started up a whole section of short films, local short films.
It was local stuff.
We've decided now to bring in this category that will fit your thing. So that's how we got put in.
And DeVar's
involved
with
that. There's and this is what I'm saying about. You know, there's lovely fucking, there were so many, there's more good moments than bad moments, but there was bad, it's so hard, you know. Rory and I, and Bill, fucking three of us ended up going to Dublin to meet this, prepare yourselves for this, but we end up, you know, we were trying everything, Rory got this guy that from Dublin says he was going to help us, we turned out he is a fucking
scam artist
and did it to a lot of people, so it wasn't just us. Rory and I went to Dublin to see him.
Cult.
He spouted off all this shit about giving it to RTE and blah blah.
Said he was going to go to fucking Holland or some shit, wasn't he? Some festival in Europe. Suck my bollocks, David fucking Murphy, you cunt. If I ever find you, I swear to God, I will rip your larynx out and shite in your face.
Yeah. So,
swear
yeah,
to God.
This cunt. Is.
Did you pay this guy?
Oh yeah, and I mean I hold my hands up because it's my fault. That's my fault.
But that's not what? That's but we were trying our best. Bill and I went down to see him. We went down to see him a second time because we were going, I want to go down and see him. We went and met him in this pub.
Yeah.
And he spouted off all this. He hadn't a clue.
He was the world. And stuff. And all that. Some of the stuff he was coming out with was nonsense.
Yeah.
And we came away from that going, this guy's a fucking toon. Like,
and they hadn't watched the episode. Two flags
being raised?
Yeah.
It was really clear. He hadn't watched the episode.
And then, was it you that sent him an email? You called him out on all this sort of shit?
No, it was Rory.
You called him out and he was basically saying, look, that money that you gave me was for... That was for my time and stuff and advice. And
he's full of shit. He done fuck all.
And then it kind of just at that time.
He's done it for a lot of people.
It kind of exploded on Facebook, didn't
it? Well, you see, a lot of people then got on it.
Because Nina and Valise and people that got there were getting.
I did feel in a way because I know there was a lot of attacks on him, right? And one thing I will stand by. Fuck that cunt, absolutely.
Yeah.
But don't attack his family because they had nothing to do with it.
No, right.
Having a go saying we're going to do this here. It depends now.
No,
I mean,
I don't agree with that.
If they were, I don't think
they were complicit.
I don't think if they were involved, then yeah, they deserve to be burned at a stake. But I don't think attack somebody, especially if he had kids and stuff like that. Him happily, I would kick him so hard he'd. Fucking
bounce. Well, it's no secret now. He's been well outed.
Yeah.
On the boat.
And I think that's the thing. You know, that's what I'm saying. There is a wee story behind this, and for people who are out there, yes, but be careful because there's a lot of cunts out there. There is a lot of
take your money.
And you're finding
it. That's a thing as well.
To be fair, and that's not just for talent agents. That's Rory. You and I have met our fair share of cunts. I mean, the first episode, I had Johnny and Jade on. And I was telling about that guy who fucking sent me a threat on Facebook who was psychopathic and giving us pictures and shit.
Mm.
And all the weirdos we met. And,
oh, we're fucking dead.
You know, how many times have we done... We did a comedy group. I did a comedy group with Chris Heath and Rory and I. And the amount of people we had to ask to leave because they were... You've had it. I know. And I'm not mentioning people's... It's not about that, but... It's amazing.
If I can remember the names, I fucking mention it like I tell that.
I know, for legal reasons.
I can describe them, does that help?
Murphy deserves to be out of country.
Oh, why?
Well, he has been, just, there's nothing.
But there's a lot of fucking, there's a lot of people out there who, I hear this thing of, oh, we're a community and we'll support each other and all that
stuff. Doesn't happen.
I don't see very much of
that. It doesn't exist.
That's actual bullshit.
It's bullshit.
I just want to put that out there. That is nonsense.
Yeah.
I don't see that. What I see is we clicks sticking together.
Yeah.
Big time.
And that is a big thing.
And that's something me and you...
That's all I've experienced.
How often have we experienced
that? We've given off about this quite a lot, Stevie.
So, I'm happy to fucking give off
about it
here.
Support local and all this sort of stuff. And it doesn't happen. It doesn't happen.
Everybody always complains about... the arts and everything in Northern Ireland, and they complain they don't get this and that and whatever, but then when people are doing stuff they don't actually go out of their way to show support or to even something so simple as share a page, share a link.
We're finding
let people know where these people are playing or what they're in or whatever. It's so simple. You share the biggest load of shite, like a cat fucking watching YouTube. You don't know that cat.
Yeah.
But you can't share a link of your friend being in something, or not even your friend.
Friend, but fucking someone.
But if somebody local who's trying to do something,
we have done.
Share that.
I know, Bill. I know. I have. We have done our fair share of fucking sharing stuff for people, supporting people, going to people's things, even for fucking giving money to people for crowdfunding fucking stuff. We've put money towards stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And all we ask is fucking share some of our shit, man. Do you know what I mean?
Don't
come
even
and support
for it,
us.
But it would be fucking nice.
Common courtesy. Everybody should be helping everybody.
Yeah.
But you don't get that.
No, it doesn't happen.
Don't
absolutely.
Get that.
Yeah. Everybody's out for themselves.
Yeah. That's unfortunately, that's
are you usually find that with Sixth Sense, even at
that's
the moment.
Yeah.
A massive
thing. Find that a big
even
thing with that.
A very big, really?
Everybody knows it exists.
It's not even that. It's actually people who...
Fuck you.
All right, sorry. Let me rephrase that. Not enough people know it exists.
Yes.
But it would be people that you know.
Sixth Sense, I don't know.
You know what
some
I mean? It's not random people not sharing. It's people that you know that would be in not your clique, I'm not going to use that word, but it would be people that would be in your circle or you would see at different things or whatever, but they still wouldn't go out of their way just to go, here's a wee shirt, or you don't even have to fucking write anything, just hit the button, hit the fucking button!
But they'll share all this other shit.
See?
Just fucking hit the button.
Here's
the point I want to make is, see, if we all did do that, people might get, we'll help you, you help us, we'll fucking help you. We're willing to fucking work with people.
A million percent. I used to do it all the time.
Yeah.
And I would have done it for every single person. And then whenever I got involved with the Sixth Sense, I started to see people really not doing it back. And it was never like a tit for tat thing. It was never, we don't do it for us, we don't do it for you. But you really started to notice it more.
You see, you see people for their true form. That's what it is. People's colours show.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. I don't expect people. It's not that we're going, fucking doing like. It's not. It's just saying, well, if there's this big community about, I don't see much of it fucking going on.
Yeah.
No. Well, see, all you people that don't share, I always share your shit because I'll just be the bigger person. And you know what? So start fucking sharing. You know who you are.
Or else.
Or else I won't share no more of your shit. You heard it here first.
But there you go. Yeah. So that's what we wrapped over with anyway. Fuck's sake, see? We're getting our rants in here.
No,
anyway.
I was happy before I came here.
Yeah, sorry, but I've been told I have a downer on things. Like, I mean, I haven't seen these boys in a while, and I've just probably. My mood sort of shits on them.
Well, to be honest, it was us that brought that up. So, there's been really. But I think one thing, yes, let's get back to the fucking positive. Fuck, there was a lot of negatives. You know, the positive was doing something like talent agents, and probably a lot of people listening to this don't even know what the fuck that is, but it meant a lot to us. It meant a lot to the people who were in it. It still does. There's still guys does. Like Mark
I
Burr.
Mean, we were talking about, there was a time we were fucking plotting out a film and everything.
Yeah.
All that stuff's still there, you know? It's
And there's people like Mark Byrne, who Mark's in New York and doing stuff and constantly going, right, guys.
He said it to you a couple of us.
So when are we doing more? When are we doing more? You know.
Well, like, I went to meet him last year. We were in New York last year and I went to meet him.
Yeah, I was in New York. I could afford a plane ticket. Yeah.
I can barely afford a bus ticket fucking home. This comes off
to America. On the next episode of Tall Nations.
Well, I was lucky enough to. All right, makes me look like
he's a bullshit.
Now.
I think he's a bullshit.
The good thing is.
Is he going to tell us what to do first?
I'm going to buy sandwiches.
But there's a wee story with Mark.
Yeah.
When I met him that day on set, we started talking. I'd lived in New York. Mark was from New York, blah, blah, blah. And then I can't remember how it happened, but one of us mentioned something about, I did a couple of things in New York 20 odd years ago. And it turned 25 years ago.
Poor.
But it turned out he
had
worked.
I can see that.
Yeah.
How dare you?
Defo.
I don't have the moustache.
No, you have the hair for porn.
I'd actually
I don't know. I'd have more as the gardener, the long hair, and all the pool guy.
Pool guy.
Oh my,
Defo. Do you want me to clog your? You were saying, Michael. Sorry.
You were in New York 20 years ago.
Yes.
30 years ago. Barry.
I can't remember how the conversation went on, but we realised then we'd worked on the same short film.
Right.
We couldn't believe it. Obviously, I'd moved away to New York for a couple of years, and now 25 years later, he would met on set in Belfast. And it was just an amazing little story. Yeah. I thought, fuck me. We never met each other on the set of that one, but we knew the same people, we knew the short, and he had a copy of the short. And I've never seen it.
Right.
And he's been promising me for fucker. Mark, if you listen to this, I want to fucking get a copy of that, you bastard. He's been promising. It's in a storage facility in LA, and he's going to get it for me, and I want to see it.
You two are the same age, though, weren't you? Because, I mean, he's
35.
He looks considerably younger than you. 20, 30 years ago. So he was a 5-year-old child on a porno set with you. How's that working out? What type of film were you?
I tell you a bit better.
The dark side of Hollywood.
I tell you a bit. That short film had a stripper scene in it. And
was Corey filming in that as well? He's had some issues in these things.
Corey wasn't there.
Can we take it off, please?
But they hired a stripper to come down from Flashdancers in Times Square, and she had to do a whole strip tease act. And so the part of the scene was a guy was there with like his 10-year-old son, and the guy was having a wank under the table beside his 10-year-old son watching the stripper, all part of the
Have we not all done that?
No.
This is taking a dark turn.
Okay, alright, it wasn't my son because he's 5. I wouldn't do that, that's just wrong.
5 years' time, son.
Oh! You will get seen.
Yeah. Excuse the pun, but here comes daddy. What's wrong with your faces?
Odds are over
the Hey, hon, listen. You're calling this the art of talking bollocks when I'm helping?
Yeah. I thought
he's talking about
and I want to talk about
you're talking about bollocks rather than talking about
yeah. That's where he came from. You know what I mean? I had to fire him out of them. So.
I honestly thought I'd seen him hurl everything. Didn't tell you.
They won't let me be part of this fucking group apparently. And they're meant to call themselves a success.
You're too,
because he's
too much.
What are you going to do, madame, this hair? I'm giving you grade A quality shit.
I'm the limit.
You're the limit.
Someone has to be.
I'm the limit for the swamp.
And I think he's bad.
I'm trying to help.
The tears.
Oh dear Jesus.
If I'm not appreciated for working,
I am not finished the fucking show on this. I am not. We need to change.
Incidentally, one of my children was in one of our shows, so...
She was in Homophobia, and she was a very... Sophia.
It wasn't until I watched it the third time that I saw Jean-Paul with the hose, creating the bubbles in the bath.
Yeah. Oh, that was amazing.
Because obviously, we went to every screening of it, and we watched it ourselves and all that there. And it was only like the third time watching it, I'm like...
Was
like,
that
fuck?
I was,
huh? He's blowing through the hose grid and Sid's sitting in the bath. More bubbles!
Yeah,
cacks. What cacks?
The cacks definitely took one through the team that day.
Oh, yeah.
So, question for the four of you then. Would you do it again?
Fuck yeah.
Talent agents.
100%.
Yeah.
Would you get back and do an episode?
Yep. I've already said I'll fund it.
Yeah, we've heard about
your
sandwiches.
Oh, no, but I mean, if I need to put something in, I would. I would do anything I could to make this work.
I don't think there's anything really stopping us. There would be a bit of work involved.
But then Michelle likes producing, doesn't she?
Yeah, she does.
Look what you got yourself into there.
No, I asked.
Well, you wrote it, you know about the episode. I've read the 6 episodes and, you know. I think it's fantastic. That's not to do.
He just wanted to keep his job.
That's not to do. Yeah, that's not to do with me. It's just funny as fuck.
I think
it's funny.
What would have to happen is there's no point just making something for the sake of making something.
Yeah.
What
would need to happen is we would need to have a route to something.
Somebody would be really interested in it.
Well, yeah, it would need something like that because. You know,
there's a lot of work in it.
Yeah, there's a lot of work, and I don't want it to end up like the first
just
episode.
To make it to show
the
first,
you know, because that first episode was like, what, 30, it's 32 minutes or something, isn't it? And to me, it's 32 minutes of fucking gold. That, it's the story in that is fantastic. Performances, everything about it is great. And the sad thing is, not many people have watched it. And there's been hurdles just to try and get some fucking normal people to watch it.
Yeah.
Is it anywhere at the minute for people to watch it? There's
it's not
a show's not.
We
it's
didn't
not.
Put it online because there's no point putting it online.
Because you don't want to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't you?
There is that possibility.
Before?
Because then you've essentially spent a lot of money to put it online, you'll get maybe 50 views.
Well, didn't you mention before about. I'm just going to say this, but.
Yeah, I know what you're going to say.
You do. But then you mentioned before about MVTV. We had said about The Sixth Sense, they don't like The Sixth Sense because...
She has said to us that this person
would be a good avenue. But that would be a good avenue for something like Talent Agents. She did say that she would give everything an opportunity or whatever. Not The Sixth Sense. But
we'd have to go in disguise.
But Talent Agents is a completely different
Yeah,
it is.
Thing. And... if you wanted to get it on to somewhere to start off, it would be a good avenue because it's so local.
It might be an idea.
It might be an idea if we got the first one and do the first two steps, the first two episodes, or if you did, you know, so people go, well, I want to see the second one. The problem is, we're going to have to do it for continuity. For the two episodes, we're going to have to do a lot of fucking. You're that beard's going, son.
We need the CGI.
See, the problem
we need
is
the CGI right? on the HD.
You can't do that.
I've started to probably respect my beard more than my children, right? So people are saying, what comes first? And I'm sorry.
Beard.
I love beard. My beard, sorry.
Jarvis's beard bad. Is short.
But yeah,
a
way I
love we
can beard.
Put it off and put it back on.
I'm Rory and I love beard.
Oh, do you know what? Listen it this way. I will happily trim it back to where it was and get my hair to that. But I have been growing my hair because I wanted to get it back. I'll now get fucking.
You're never going to get.
I'll not get sewn. Yeah, like, but I mean, no. I'll fucking get.
No, his locks are luscious.
Oh, they're beautiful.
Are.
They,
that is phenomenal.
It's envy, Michael. It's envy. It's absolutely envy.
That's what happens when you marry a hairdresser. Right?
What do you put in that? Do you scrunch yours?
Scrunch it?
No, because my daughter's got curly hair, right?
Is there
so to the shower,
there's nothing in it. Swear to fuck.
Wet it. Is that not
wet it, and that's it.
Seriously?
Yeah. Sure.
You are a handsome devil.
You're don't even envy. Shampoo. Your hair is the envy of most women.
Yeah, I mean, it's phenomenal looking locks. Like.
We would have to cover my new scar.
What happened there, actually?
I had to get something cut off. There was a big dick growing out of my cheek.
Do you have a scare, did you?
A big dick. The tailor just looked at me going, did he just say that?
He did, yeah.
I didn't know
well,
that grow there.
To be fair, that could be that could be an injury from Kenny Ryu.
Yeah, exactly.
And his blades, yes.
You know.
Yeah, Kenny Ryu.
Here's the thing, Michael Smith. If indeed we do the second episode, you will be doing Tai Chi naked.
That is part of the episode.
Well, we can give him a sock. I mean, they'll not be
able. That's right.
Nobody. There'll be no full frontal.
No front, but you will see his bum at least.
Ah, he's got a lovely bum.
That's right.
So you will be doing that, mind. You and Jones.
You do.
Me and Jones, naked again.
So you have six episodes written.
Yes.
Five and a half. I haven't got the last one right, totally done yet, but we have. Yeah.
It's easy to tie up, though.
Yeah.
So what would be wrong in getting the feelers out there with MBTV with that first episode to see how it goes?
Well, I mean, I have a manager. We do have a manager in the Sixth Sense Bill, don't we?
We're supposed to have.
Yeah.
Are they any good?
Are
they any good? No.
She's all right. You know, she sort of helps us out. She does all the fixing first.
Does she book your venues?
She does indeed, aye, man. She does all the stuff. You know.
How's the venues working?
She gets us tiny recliners and everything.
Oh, tiny recliners?
Here, well, I know somebody to do with one of them. No mention any names have already been said before.
You just plant them,
I'll tell you what, it's like fucking
pulls the
pen on you.
Pulls the pen on
Lenton. I love to knock him though.
No!
And a tricycle, because that'd be fucking hilarious. Like the little jigsaw puppet. I come at him like that.
Oh my god, from Saw?
That'd be great.
The guy from Saw, that'd be
great. Oh, cool.
Brilliant.
It's just going
so
on.
How big's your view? MVTV.
I think they at least get 12 viewers a night.
Yeah. What is it? It shows in Bristol and stuff, doesn't it? It doesn't just show in
Bristol.
It shows in different places all over England. And also, if you have Virgin. It's chosen anyone who has Virgin TV. I can't get it.
Really?
Yeah,
it's
just like,
do you know what? It would be good for something like that because it continually shows the same thing and it's always either people talking about the garden or talking about whatever.
Yeah.
It needs something like that. Like, that was my whole point with The Sixth Sense. Like, there's people who will watch this. You put it on a Friday night at 9:30, 10:00. Kids are in bed. Parents are sitting up having a few beers or whatever. They're going to want to watch something like that.
Yeah.
They don't want to watch the garden show. You need more people like to be watching to keep this thing going.
Yeah.
So
it's something. It's something. Well, let's just say in the podcast, let's watch this space, and we'll see. You know,
I am willing to help you if
there you
want.
There you go. Yeah, producer.
I will. No, I never said that. I said people.
She did. You heard?
I did not. No, I didn't.
We've got a man. That's she does. She does.
Well, everybody.
See if you want to Bali to disappear, Michelle, do it for you.
I'll make that midget disappear.
Yeah. I'll tell you another thing, actually. I work for a particular engineering company, and I go to places that can make bodies disappear. So
there you go. You see, we don't want to get. No, we're not doing that. We're talking about a TV show.
Yeah.
It's not the mafia.
That's exactly what I'm talking about for the TV show. Diglage.
The TV show.
We do actually need a small person in one of the episodes, but that's for another one, isn't it? That's what we're doing in the budget.
Yes, that's right.
Because we have the one where it's going to be weirdly the Justin Bieber
it's actually Willem,
thing we were talking about.
Oh, yes.
That was an episode. And then
for my sake, something else.
It's just the one. We
just
need
the one.
Sorry,
the
lads, you're going to have
a little person. Yeah, we need one for a little person.
So, yeah.
A little person is in a kid, or a little person is in a midget?
A dwarf.
They're not called a dwarf, a small person.
Do you know what? There's no PC shite. Listen, you have dwarfism, it's nobody's fault. It's a gene.
No, but, you know.
So, it's, I mean, a little person. I think they like to be called that. Not midgets, not fucking... No. Oh, tiny. It's not like that.
And
it's
on
like
that note,
a little fella.
Guys, I'm going to wrap it up anyway now. But guys, thank you so much for being on the Art of Talking Bollocks. And I will definitely have you all on again. I'll put a warning out when Rory's on.
Where's my fucking fee? I got told I was getting paid for this shit.
You got a coffee and a biscuit and you fucking make yourself lucky.
Eat your egg on yourself.
And half a bottle of Bucky, that's pish.
And a bad back.
So guys, we'll be back with episode 4 soon.
No sweat.
I'm sure at some point, but Bill Taylor, Michael Smith, Rory Lindsay, Michelle Mall, not the one from fucking Derry Girls, and from myself, Stephen Barrett, thank you for listening.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Thank you.
And there you go, folks. Now you know of a new sport, Peter Dinklage throwing. Yes, an Olympic sport, I think, in the making. And that's what happens on The Art of Talking Bollocks, especially with the lunatics I had on. But in all seriousness, it was a really fun episode to do. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you can like the Facebook page, The Art of Talking Bollocks Podcast. Share it. Invite your friends to like it. And let's hope we can build more and more people liking it. And we can start putting, you know, questions to you guys. That might be something we could add into the show. So without further ado, I shall crack on, and this was Sixth Sense Productions.